Okay, referring back to the item that was taken off of the consent agenda and placed on the regular agenda, that would be a time extension for subdivision 2004-46, Caldera Properties, Long Neck 1 LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any additional information to add other than the notes that I sent you guys. And on all these extensions, I sent everybody a copy of the letters that we received requesting these extensions.
Well, Mr. Chairman, this is the reason why I asked that this be pulled off the consent agenda was that it appears as though we're being requested to grant a fourth extension. I know this parcel well. I know it's been the subject of previous approval, and then the developer, after a long drawn out process, pulled out. And that the extensive number of family members that are involved are still seeking to have it developed. But I was just concerned about what does that do for us with other subdivisions that may or not be developed. And here we have a matter, unfortunately not due to any fault of the owners, because they were proceeding, as I understand, with in good faith to have this property sold. And it's really the developer who created the dilemma that's faced with us today. So I didn't know if this would be appropriate to grant a fourth one, given that it's not the applicant themselves, Caldera Properties, that have brought this on, and perhaps this would be a special exception that we can grant, or whether we should pass it on up to council.
That'd go to council.
Oh.
Up to the commission?
What's created a special hardship again?
Well, Caldera Properties, they're the ones that originally, some years ago, came to the Planning and Zoning Commission and sought approval for this property. And I think it was right in the beginning of when I got on the commission. But the developer, Caldera Properties, backed out of it. And that's left the landowners in a unfortunate predicament in this day and age of trying to sell the property. So I thought, Mr. Lang, that that is something that could be passed up to council, but if it rests with us, I don't have a problem with us giving them a...
Well, it's up to you could in your motion, if you feel it appropriate, offer the suggestion to the owners that this is your last extension.
Last time. I don't know. I don't want all these other subdivisions to come back and ask for a fourth, fifth, sixth time.
But not to them. I was to
Caldera. I'm a reasonable person.
I must say, there are times when you just amaze me.
Yep.
This is one of those times.
Mr. Johnson, wait a second.
I thought this was the first time that the owners had come before us and asked for an extension.
This would be the third time the owners asked for an extension.
The owners have asked for it, not Caldera.
One of the representatives of them.
Different ones. So Mrs. Corman.
That's right. We had the attorney request
that.
Once.
Mr. Rutt was with Mrs. Corman.
Are they in some kind of a legal action against each other? Or is
I think they were at the last time they came before us, but I think that's gone by the wayside.
Resolved, I believe, yeah.
Because I believe the developer is trying to get back their deposit.
Yeah, I think that's right.
This note says there's been a mutual release.
It's riding all around Sussex County.
Whether
pickup
they got it or didn't, the mutual release is a contractual obligation.
No, they didn't get the money back.
So I'll say it again. If you decide to proceed, then I still say it should be last.
Well, there's no question.
It should be the last, but I have to tell you, I have some concerns about whether it should be granted or
not. I'm not saying it should. I'm just saying if it is, then it should be the last.
You don't. I mean, do you think for 1 minute that this is the last time this is going to happen?
The request, no.
Yeah. Think of everything we've approved over the last 3 years. You know, 2/3 of it probably hasn't gotten built, and a half of it probably hasn't gone to settlement, and there's going to be a parade in here. All I'm saying to you is that if you want to do this, you better have a darn good reason for doing it, if you don't intend to set a precedent.
Just keep in mind that one of the reasons for these limitations are that you don't have preliminary approved subdivisions hanging out there as the ordinances change and everything else, you know, so this is, it's keeping up with.
You can see by tonight's agenda the number of extensions that we're getting. That's probably the biggest, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's going to get worse. The economy is slow to recover, and these projects are not moving forward as planned. And so this is the dilemma. I mean, the other recourse is we don't extend them, or they've reached the last.
And
they have to come back through. You know, Lars, you have more work. The gals have more work. Everybody's busy. What the heck, you know, not a problem, right?
How does it go four times? I thought the limit was three.
Well, it is, but you can ask for
the ordinance. Now it's 3 years, but there wasn't
total.
Now,
the ordinance has been changed, so anything approved today is a 3-year approval. There is no time extension.
Okay.
So the way it goes to a fourth time extension is because somebody asked, even though it's not in the. I mean, it's not. You can't support it with the ordinance. The ordinance doesn't provide for a fourth
extension. Nothing in the code about the council granting another extension either.
No. Has there been any other four times?
No, not to my knowledge. And I'm just saying, if you start now, you're going to have to do it. Am I wrong? I mean, tell me if I am.
I'm sitting here saying I don't think we've ever done a fourth year.
And I don't know how you could say, well, this one's
different. How's this going to be different?
Oh, yeah, right. And they when we had the public hearings on this one, I was trying to think if there was any opposition to it. There were some people from Oak Orchard.
You're too much fun sometimes.
Manor. That was called Orchard Manor. There were a couple people opposed, not major. And if they came back, they'd probably come back with a standard subdivision.
Well, I think that there are circumstances where, you know, especially when you're dealing with the Army Corps of Engineer or something like that, that might be appropriate for a time extension because they're working diligently to get all their approvals, but they can't. But I think what I see is that there aren't any. So even though I'm trying to be flexible, I think perhaps this is one time that we should turn them down. So therefore, Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision 2004-46, Caldera Properties on Long Neck 1 LLC, my motion is to deny their request for a 1-year time extension, as this project has previously received 3 requests for an extension, which is typically the maximum that this commission will approve.
Second. So moved and seconded to deny the request for time extension for subdivision 2004-46 Caldera Properties Long Neck 1 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?